Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, oh God, for sending your son.
him to set us free, that we are free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, let our cry come before you, O Lord. Oh, Lord, give us understanding according to your word. Let our supplication come before you. Deliver us according to your word, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your hand become our help, but we come, we are choosing your pieces. Amen. Hallelujah. We long for your salvation, O Lord, and your Lord is our delight. Let our soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, O God. We thank you for keeping us, O Lord. We thank you for saving us, O God. We thank you, O God, for the set time that you allowed us to come this day, O God, to praise you, to worship, to come to the throne room of praise, God, after they receive my faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I shall glory, hallelujah, because great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I declare that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and I shall stand. Hallelujah. I will not fall, neither will I waver in my faith. I trust you, Father God. We trust you for all things. Move mighty, O God, on this land today. Let healing take place, O God. Deliverance, let peace come in these fields. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, O God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of those that believe and trust in you and have made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome everyone to the shop. I'm your host, Prophet Teach and Tell Many. I'd like to welcome you this day because this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank God for new mercy and grace. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout, boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to shout thank you, Lord. I did make it to work this morning, but I could feel that I probably should have taken another day, but I was worried about the little boy that I deal with, and I didn't want to be too many days away from him, and he did have a couple of meltdowns, and he hurt himself while I was gone, but he's healable. I'm healable.
Amen.
But
amen.
And I still thank God for his mercy and grace as far as my heart is concerned.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We just thank you, Father God, that you've already worked it out, Father God. Lord, we give it all over to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase your daughter right now in strength, Lord God. Let her receive divine strength, Lord God. Let her increase, Lord God, in peace, Lord God, in your patience. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you continue to guide, keep, heal, deliver, and set her free. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Connie Northern, oh God. We thank you for the testimony of still being birthed. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God because we know God is able. As she said, I'm healable, he's healable because God is our healer. Amen. If you know whose you are and who you are, you know that you are healable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for you again, Miss Connie. Go ahead and shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Sharon, go ahead and shout. Give God our praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Sharon, are you there?
I'm here. I'm shouting for Jesus. I'm right here. I thank God for this morning. I thank him, God, because God, you is good to us. And I thank
yes, Lord.
For Jesus. I just thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thank you, Lord. And I just
thank you, Lord.
For taking on my job today, Lord. I just
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. All I can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just having a prayer of thanksgiving, just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and trusting God for what he's about to do. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Hallelujah. Know that God has already worked it out for your good. Amen. The Bible says, we can send the word of God that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. So know that God, hallelujah, is for you. Amen. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Dale. Go ahead, Mama. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good evening, ladies. I want to thank the Lord for one more day. He gave me another day's journey, and I'm so glad about it. He woke me up this morning. Called me in my right mind. Glory to God. I like to say he brought me through. My family is still here.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm so happy and grateful. I'm grateful, 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 grateful. In spite of what I go through, I know my
Jesus.
Lord is still healing. So I'm just grateful.
Jesus.
I just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. And we got Becky on here. Becky on here with me.
Glory to shall give God our praise, glory and shall glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I'm going to thank the Lord for another day. I'm not in no pain.
Yeah.
I got a little bit, but it left. I'm going to thank God for giving me good health and giving me the spirit to go every day. And keep a smile on my face. Every move I make and keep blessing me as I go, Lord. Watch over my kids and bless my children. Thank God everybody's in good health and bless my baby, about to have a baby.
Amen. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to heal you. My body, soul, and spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that God will continue to be your strength. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you will get more to the word of God. As you get the word of God in you, amen, that is the word of God will sustain you when your body came. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we speak to the spirit of a woman. Amen. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon to everyone. God bless you. Yeah. God keep you. I thank God for all of you. I know we pray for each other. We lift each other up, and we ask God to cover us and increase our faith and keep us trusting him and believing. I'm here with my mom. She's been praising God all today. He has freed her from her worry. Cousin Sharon's been out here encouraging her and lifting her up, and I'm going to let her say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Free from worry.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. We thank God. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We'll continue to cover you in prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all things are working together for your good. And God is turning around. Hallelujah. For us all that's here, trusting and believing God to do it for us. Amen. And for our family members and loved ones, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hey, Ruth, amen. Amen. It comes up in the deal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like that song. He's turning around for me. We had deliverance service last week here.
And that's one of the songs that we were singing. It's turning around for me. A lot of us are waiting on the turnaround, trusting God for the turnaround, and knowing that God can do it right then and there. Because God is attesting your faith in this season. See, it's your faith that's going to get you over. Amen. If you just trust God and stay at that point, because the devil's going to try. Even in the book of Job, when Job, God did not call Job to be sick and things to come upon Job. He told Satan, have you tried my servant Job? So that was a test, and that was a time of testing him and his faith. And he stayed faithful to God. He said, though you slay me, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to wait till my time. See, understand that God does not cause sickness to come upon our bodies. It's the work of the enemy, but we got to trust God for our healing. No matter how long we're going to be, how long we're there, just trust God that we're coming out and we're coming out victorious, that we're going to get double for our trouble. Amen. That our blessings will come upon us double for our trouble. But you got to believe it. See, the Job was blessed greater in his latter days than he was in his beginnings. He came out in a wealthy place. Amen. Not only did the Bible say when Job prayed for his friends, God bless him. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you standing in place of believing and trusting God, even when the devil try to run you out with fear and worry and doubt and causing all kind of issues in your life. Just say, I'm going to stand. Don't you slay me. I'm going to wait till my time. Amen. And just trusting God to do it. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you again that you have kept us and we're here one more time here on the show, Father God, to receive from you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, it is my prayer right now. Hallelujah, that you will increase our faith to receive the miracle right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be our deliverer, redeemer, oh God. We know you, Father God, to be our way maker, our promise keeper, our light in the dark, oh God. We know you to be all things, oh God, if you can do all things but fail. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know the Bible says that with man, hallelujah, things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen. And we're sending your word in the name of Jesus Christ that was spoken from your son, your only begotten son. Amen. Hallelujah, that you sent to save us, and we're going to stay by there, amen, until our time comes, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up my husband, Pastor Dorsey, amen, and we lift up Evangelist Kimberly Ruffin, Evangelist Dorina Dorsey, God. We pray, Lord God, that strength, oh God, that peace and that protection, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would continue to pour to the mighty and strong, oh God, that they would stand up and be all that you called them to be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, lacking nothing of the fruits of your spirit, amen. And for those that are on the line today, bless, oh God, when you bless, multiply, when you multiply. Let favor come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all want to encourage you to tell God the desires of your heart. God cares about you, and he cares about what you care about. Amen. The Bible says that, and I say this because Ms. Connie, what you're concerned about, the little boy on the bus, God is concerned, and he's concerned about all that you're concerned about. And anyone that's on the line, all that you're concerned about, guess what? God is concerned about it. He cares about what you care about. The Bible says that God opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing, according to Psalm 145 and 16. Amen. But it doesn't automatically happen, you all. As you probably well know by now, something is required of you. It's always something required of you. God wants you to pray. God knows what you need, but you still have to ask him for it. Just as salvation is free, yet we don't get saved without praying. So God's provision is his gift to us, but he still wants us to ask him for it in faith that he will provide. Amen. See, God wants you to pray about all the concern, that all that concerns you, no matter how big or how small it seems to you. He wants you to tell him everything that is in your heart, and he wants you to persist in prayer without giving up. See, it is written of Jesus that he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, according to the book of Luke 18, verse 1. Too often, if we don't get the answer we want right away, we become impatient and discouraged. We stop praying because we think that if God didn't answer in the time and way we wanted him to, then he is not going to answer at all. But God wants us to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Amen. According to the book of Colossians 4 and 2, see, God wants us to ask him for even our most basic needs. Jesus taught us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread, according to Matthew 6 and 11. See, there is surely no need in our lives more immediate or basic than knowing where our next meal is coming from. See, and God already knows we need to eat. After all, he created us this way. Yet he wants us to ask him to provide it for us. Amen. See, that's the way he works. We
asks, he provides us. He is not requiring us to do that in order to force us to grow, to grovel, but because he wants us to depend on him for everything. See, our action declares our dependence upon him. It also declares our faith in his ability and desire to provide for us. See, God wants you to seek him for all your needs so you can receive all he has for you. He desires you to knock on the door of heaven so he can open it up for you in the name of Jesus Christ. He wants you to ask of him without giving up. That means you must keep asking, seeking, and knocking every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we usually don't have to be reminded of these things that we need because they are always in the forefront of our mind. But often we do need to be reminded to pray about them. Too often we worry about things instead of asking God for them. Amen. See, I want you to understand that, hallelujah, there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. Go to God in prayer and ask God for direction, for instruction, for his guidance, and he will provide all that you need, but trust God. Trust God to do it, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's so much that's going on in this world that we're having to face in these trying times of life, even for us and our children and all in whom we love and concerned about. But see, there's some things that we just have no control over at all. See, God gives us power. He gives us power and authority to speak to those things, but by faith and trusting God for the outcome, amen? See, a lot of times we want to speak with this power and authority, but we don't have the faith to activate the power and authority that God has given us. See, in order to activate this power and authority that God has given us, you have to have the faith. That's just like your car. You have a car, but without the key to start it, you can't go nowhere. But the moment you have that faith, then you can start, you can the power, and the power and authority that God has given you, then you can activate it by your faith. But without the key of faith, activate the power and authority that God has given you, then you just have power and authority that's not activated. You can have a cell phone. Let me give you another example. Those that get that. You can have a cell phone, but if you don't activate it, you just got a phone that don't work. So then you got power and authority just sitting around, but you don't have faith to activate it. You can have a gun with no bullets, but it don't show up nothing unless you got the bullet to take the power away. I'm talking about faith. God has given us the power and the authority, but it's only when you have faith that you can activate and use that power and authority that God has given us through Jesus Christ. I want you all to speak to the truth. The Bible says in John 8:32, it's so many lies. The enemy is speaking lies. He never speaks the truth. He's the father of lies. He's the author of lies. I want you all to stick to the truth. Stand on the truth of God. The Bible says in John 8:31-32, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, it is sometimes difficult to own up to the truth about ourselves. And it's even worse when someone else has to tell us. The truth seems to be missing in our society today. See, not many people live honest and open lives anymore. Most have an agenda. People glittery or tell lies in order to look better in other people's eyes. It is difficult to tell others the truth about ourselves because we don't want them to reject us or take offense. It is much easier to avoid conflict in our relationships by sidestepping the truth. But God expects his children to tell the truth at all times. Jesus was truthful at all times. He promised his disciples that when he sent the spirit of truth, he would lead them in the whole truth. And then he prayed for them that they would consecrate themselves to God through the truth. And according to the book of John 17:17, see, the truth here refers to that which is right and genuine. If you undertake to speak, I'll say it again. If you undertake to speak the truth at all times and do the things that are right in God's eyes, you can rest assured that his truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, teach us to know the truth, to be devoted to you in truth, so that the truth will set us free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his mercy and grace. We thank God for, hallelujah, that for his forgiveness, oh God. We thank you that we serve a just God. We serve a God that is righteous. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God.
And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. You all, let us pray before we close out here. I just want to pray, if you all just come into agreement with me right now, let us pray. It's so much pain and hurt, and the enemy is attacking the mind, and that's where everything starts, in the mind. If we can control our thoughts, we can truly receive peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you today to cut off the TV, you know, cut off the phone, get off the internet, you know, for the next 7 days. Spend a time, you know, to get in the presence of God, and disconnect from the world for a moment, so that you can, hallelujah, be renewed in your mind. Because the enemy is busy. He's busy. He's busy. We have to guard our gates. What would that mean, Pastor? That means what you put your eyes to, what you give your ear to, what you give your mouth to, guard our gates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we thank you right now for your presence and your words, and where there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. And whatever we ask in Jesus' name, our faith, oh God, that you will do. So, Father God, we come asking today by faith, oh God, to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we need us right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, that we may hear from our Heavenly Father to receive divine directions and instructions on what to do, what to go, what to say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We remove right now all false burdens placed on us by people and leaders or churches in the name of Jesus Christ. We remove every heavy burden placed on our life by the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off our neck. And let every yoke be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to remove our shoulder from every burden right now. We cast our cares upon you, Lord God. We cast our burdens upon the Lord, and he sustains us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden and break the staff of the rod of the oppressor as the day of Midian. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every yoke of sickness be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every yoke of bondage be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We take upon our life the yoke and burden of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, O Lord. We command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command all spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of our minds right now. In the mind of our family members and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curses of schizophrenia and command all spirits of double-mindedness, rejection, rebellion, root of bitterness to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of our conscience right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, arrogance to come out of our will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits operating in our head, eyes, mouth, tongue, throat, stomach to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We command our spirits operating in our heart, spleen, kidneys, liver, and pancreas to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits operating in our stomach, our navel, our abdomen to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits operating in our chest and our lungs to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits operating in our blood and circulatory system to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, Ricardo, the most running. Oh God, we command our religious spirits of unbelief, error, heresy, and tradition that came into religion to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits from our past that are hindering our present and future to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our hidden spirits, hidden in any part of our life, to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to never return to us again and leave our bodies in the normal way. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And rest and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this cell with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to sell. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, that the will of those that believe. And we honor them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless everyone today on the line. God bless you. God keep you. Be encouraged. Speak over yourself the word of God and be strengthened, be healed, be delivered and set free. Amen. We have Bible study tonight at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us here, you'll call in 845-277-9213. We're talking about in Bible study spiritual warfare and deliverance. 7 o'clock. We normally run from 7 to 8. Sometimes we get up a little early. I try not to give too much information at one time so that we can be able to receive it and let it, you know, manifest, digest in us until the next time. So God bless you all. God bless you. Remember this Saturday we have our play, The Holding Tank. Come on out and enjoy and have a good time. Laughter is good for the soul. We're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. Invite someone here on the show so they can shout and testify the goodness of the Lord. So God bless you. I love you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and you are saved. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living